Senate Democrats refuse to oppose Biden's flights for migrants into U.S. with taxpayer money. By John Binder on March 25, 2024. Senate Democrats have blocked an amendment to a government funding bill that would ensure President Joe Biden's administration cannot use American taxpayer money to fund flights for migrants into the United States via his CBP One mobile app. Late last week, Senator Bill Hagerty, RTN, forced a vote on an amendment to the funding bill to prevent Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, from flying migrants into the U.S. interior using taxpayer money. Make no mistake, President Biden has been secretly flying hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens from foreign countries into Blue City airports, Hagerty said on the Senate floor. Reportedly 320,000 in 2023 alone. Americans are shocked this is happening, and a yes vote will stop it. A no vote means you are voting to preserve Biden's egregious scheme to import hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens each year through airports across America. Emphasis added. Ultimately, Hagerty's amendment was voted down in a 51-47 vote, with all Senate Democrats voting against advancing it forward. Hagerty filed the amendment after the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS, revealed that the Biden administration had flown about 320,000 migrants into 43 American airports in 2023. The migrants are initially approved for entry to the U.S. via the CBP One mobile app. DHS officials have refused to say which airports are being used to fly migrants to the U.S., admitting that revealing such information poses operational vulnerabilities because bad actors would attempt to exploit the program. Also voted down were two amendments by Senator Ted Budd, RNC, one to block migrants who assault law enforcement officers from ever receiving green cards and naturalized American citizenship, and another to prevent migrants convicted of theft from similarly receiving green cards or naturalized American citizenship. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.